But where did the raiders come from? And what drove them to Irish shores?
Vikings who would eventually descend on Ireland had their ancestral roots here in Norway. From these fjords, they created a maritime empire that stretched from the shores of America in the west to central Russia in the east.
The Viking world of the 7th and 8th centuries was in a state of flux. Warrior clans fought for control of the best land. Land meant wealth and power, but there was too little to go around.
In an early Norse poem, a mother says to her son, "Get thee a ship and go out on the seas and kill men." They're lines which reflect a society where a man's worth was defined by his skill with the sword. What kind of a society did these Viking warlords inhabit?
Competition was actually a key element in this society. Who could travel the furthest, who was the bravest in battle, who could eat the most, and who could drink the most.
What is the principal dynamic that's driving them out of these fjords towards Ireland?
It was important for the local chieftains to be able to give good gifts to the followers, the friends, or throw big parties. And there was not enough wealth in Norway. So I think that one of the main reasons that they actually left for Ireland was just to plunder some Irish monasteries and churches and steal the goods.
The Irish in popular memory tend to see the Vikings as rapists, pillagers and killers. Is that something you'd go along with?
Partly, yes, but you have to look at the Vikings that they can actually change shapes over the night. One day they're actually killers, the next day they are actually traders. And then the third day, they are craftsmen. And the fourth day, they are settlers.